This is an iHeart podcast.
Senate just passed a massive bill. We're going to talk about that. I made a prediction once again that came true about Joe Biden. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene, teachers unions suck, all that and more coming up on I'm Right.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
That was the United States Senate. Well, we'll get into the details here in a moment, passing the Inflation Reduction Act, which is not. It's Joe Biden's original Build Back Better, big climate change, tax increase, pared down a little bit. And just before I get into a couple things that are in the bill, I do want to make sure you understand the reason Dome was there and she had to get her vote to pass it through was this passed along party lines. Now, in case you don't understand, you need 60 votes, 60, 6-0 in the Senate to pass a law. They didn't have 60 votes. So they used something called reconciliation, which is a dirty thing Democrats now do to pass laws they want to pass when they can't get 60 votes. Now, you and me, we can sit here whining about that, or we can demand our Republican representatives do the same thing for every law we want going forward. I know which route I would prefer to take, but let's focus on the task at hand. $700 billion bill. Inflation already through the roof and getting worse. The economy already in a recession. Remember, we're not going to allow them to act like there's some debate. We're already in a recession and getting worse. And the United States Senate passes a $700 billion bill. $300 billion of it going towards the climate change death cult. Yes, that's right. At a time when we need less of that, they're pouring it on full speed ahead. Because remember, these people are trying to crush us. I'll get to that in a moment. But the second part of trying to crush us is this. 87,000. New IRS agents. 87,000. Tell you what, pause on that for a moment. Let's hear from Bernie Sanders to see if it really does reduce inflation.
I want to take a moment to say a few words about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that we are debating this evening. And I say so-called, by the way, because according to the CBO, and other economic organizations who have studied this bill, it will in fact have a minimal impact on inflation.
They're lying. Of course they're lying. Everyone knows they're lying. Well, I mean, here it is.
If there's a chance that these people are right, is now the right time to do this, considering how high inflation is?
You call the bill the Inflation Reduction Act, but the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the bill is going to have a negligible effect on inflation this year, barely any impact in 2023, between 0.1% lower and 0.1% higher. So is it really fair to call it the Inflation Reduction Act?
Yes, it is, George.
So are you wrong, or are you not giving all of the hard truth to Americans about what this is going to cost them in terms of inflation?
Let's say maybe they're wrong.
Okay, so they're just lying. That's what you can do when you have the media, entertainment, when you have education, when you have the entire administrative state, when you have all the cultural institutions in your corner, you're allowed to say the sky is green. Remember that? Well, that's simply what they're doing here. Here's the President of the United States lying.
Guarantee, a promise. I've never broken my word. Anyone making less than $400,000 will not see one single penny in their tax raise.
I guarantee you, give you my word as a Biden, no one making less than $400,000 a year will see a penny in their taxes raised. No one. No one who makes less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more.
We're going to do without asking anyone who makes under $400,000 a year to pay one
more penny in taxes.
Anyone making less than $400,000 a year won't pay a penny more.
Giving a word is about you have nothing to worry about if you make less than $400,000.
We can do these things by making sure that no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single penny more in federal taxes.
Okay. One thing, just quick side note. I love I give you my word as a Biden. The Biden family that's lied about everything for 40 years. He acts like that's some kind of, well, you can take it to the bank. A Biden says so. I've always thought that was funny. And of course, he's lying about taxes. Average American in 2023 will see their taxes go up from 20.3 to 20.6. They're raising taxes on you, during a recession. And one other point on this before we get to the whole IRS talk. Notice the number they landed on, that they campaign on now, 400,000, 400,000, 400,000. I only bring that up because as I was watching that just now, it occurred to me, do you remember what Barack Obama's number was? It was a million. Millionaires. Remember, I can still hear it. I can hear it like it was yesterday, Barack Obama. Millionaires and billionaires. Millionaires. No one making less than a million. It was a million. And then as we moved along, it just kept creeping down and down and down. I remember at one point it was 700,000. I remember at one point it was 500,000. Now it's 400,000. Are you starting to see? Are you starting to understand the tax part and the IRS part, which we're going to get to now? Are you starting to get what's happening? And I don't mean with a specific bill. I'm not talking about this bill. Are you starting to see what I've been telling you about the three things our government and, frankly, all Western governments now, the three things they have in common? They all do. They all do. One, no love of country. You can look at this bill right now and say, this is going to wreck the country. We can't afford this. What the... They don't care. Not one human being. Not one. Not one senator, House member. No one on Joe Biden's staff, Joe Biden himself, not one person had a meeting sitting around a table saying, is this good for America or not? Not one person had that meeting. Two, completely no connection with the real world at all. And I mean none. None. Right from academia, oftentimes rich upbringing, academia, right into the elite institutions of media and government and entertainment, and they just have no idea what you're going through right now. When you're yelling about your grocery bill, these people have never, not only do they not go through that now, they've never experienced that. They don't even know what that's like. They don't know what it's like to pay bills. Do we have enough money? Oh my goodness, we might have to call my uncle. They don't know what that is. And three, an ironclad belief they should rule as kings and queens. Which brings me to this IRS agent thing. You really need to pay attention to this because this is actually the biggest part of the bill. They're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Now, they're lying to you saying they're going to go after the rich people. No, it's already been leaked. That's a total lie. You see rich people, I know some of them, rich people, they have armies of accountants and lawyers. They normally have their T's crossed and I's dotted. And even if they happen to not, it falls on an accountant, not the rich guy. Rich people, they're not going to suffer. And they're not going after poor people either, although the poor will actually suffer from, because the poor get audited actually more than anyone else. You hire 87,000 new IRS agents if you're Democrats because you understand middle-class Americans are undoubtedly your political enemies now. Democrats are the party of the uber-rich and the uber-poor. Oh, you dirty scumbags in the middle. They see the numbers. They understand these people are not voting Democrat. You hire 87,000 IRS agents to attack them in the middle of a recession because A, you need money, and B, they're your political enemies. What's the loss for you if you attack these people? This is the federal government arming itself against their political enemies. You see, you must understand, this is why I've been telling you over and over and over and over and over again, I believe we are on the verge of a massive world turning. The world goes through turnings where it's not just a country here or a country there, where whole systems in several countries get tossed out They're old, they're stale, they're corrupt, they get tossed out, and new systems are brought in. That's where we are now. Our government is broken and corrupt beyond repair. As one of their final gasps, they're going to now launch an all-out assault on the political enemies of the regime, of the people who staff our government. What this means, I don't know. It's nothing good. It's nothing pleasant. Turnings are never pleasant. When old regimes get tossed out, things are always ugly. Ugly for a while, maybe ugly for a long time. I don't know what it means. But it is what's happening right now. The federal government, Western governments, now have their guns aimed at their own citizens. They despise you. They despise your freedoms. As kings and queens, they look at you, your job, your money, car you drive, the meat in your freezer, you going over and adjusting the thermostat, making your home cooler. They look at you and they're disgusted by the fact they can't come in and control you. They hate it. They think your freedoms are ridiculous and they're holding the world back, and so they're going to attack you for it. You know how I know they're going to come for you? Because Dick Blumenthal says they're not.
I think the IRS is going to target the highest income Americans. As the saying goes, that's where the money is. Yeah. That's where they're going to look to collect. Yeah. The idea that there's going to be this army of IRS agents descending on the average American is just preposterous.
You don't hire 87,000 IRS agents to go after rich people. Frankly, they don't go after rich people very often anyway, because remember that army of accountants and lawyers I just talked about? It makes it very expensive for the federal government to go after them. And in essence, the juice isn't worth the squeeze if you're the IRS. You, though, you have $10,000 laying around, 20, 30. That's what you're going to need to fight the IRS. You have that? Oh, you don't? And pay up, peasant. That's how they view it. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. We're going to talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene about that in just a moment. Before we talk to her, let's talk to you about putting your money where your morals are. You have to be better. I have to be better. I'm not pointing fingers. We have to be better. The corporate government partnership is poisonous, and it's destroying this country. Sadly, not just with our taxes, with how we spend our money on our own, we fund people who hate us all the time. I do it. I know you do it too, because you feel surrounded. So maybe you're saying right now, well, Jesse, I don't know where to go then. Where do I go? It seems like everybody. It's not everybody. It seems like every company's crap. Every company is not crap. Public SQ. Go to the App Store and download Public SQ. Android, iHeart, or iPhone, whatever you have, go download Public SQ. It will tell you which businesses share your values in your area. Go now. We'll be back.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
Inflation is made in Washington because only Washington can create money. And any other attribution to other groups of inflation is wrong. Consumers don't produce it. Producers don't produce it. Trade unions don't produce it. Foreign sheiks don't produce it. Oil imports don't produce it. What produces it is too much government spending and too much government creation of money and nothing else.
Gosh, he was the best. In case you're wondering, that's Milton Friedman right there. Right there, and if you want to get really, really smart economically, go read his book, Free to Choose. It's just magnificent. Joining me now, the great Congresswoman from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Congresswoman, okay, the Inflation Reduction Act, that is a relief that got passed, because here I was worried the value of the dollar was going to keep going down.
Yeah, I know, Jesse. What a concern, right? Actually, I think every single American should be outraged over this. But of course, with the fake news media, they really don't know what's in this bill. This bill is one of the most dangerous pieces of legislation that I'll have to vote no on coming this Friday. And the reason why it's so bad is not only is it going to hire 87,000 more IRS agents, approximately 70% of those IRS agents will be armed with the same type of guns that the Democrats in the House went to ban when they passed the ban the assault weapons bill when we were just in session a few weeks ago. So this is completely terrifying. But what bothers me along with that, not only will they be targeting small businesses and middle class America, they're also spending over $300 billion on so-called green new energy that doesn't work and will not power America, especially with what they want us to do. They all want us to be driving electric vehicles. Well, you know what? That's a choice for the American consumer to make and not for government to force us to do.
Congresswoman, did you just say the IRS agents will be armed?
Yes, that's right. That's not something that most people understand, but the IRS has a wing to it that is in charge of enforcement, an enforcement arm to the IRS. Now, that's not something you think about. Usually you think of IRS agents as kind of nerdy accountants, right? But that's not true at all. As a matter of fact, the IRS will be buying guns and plenty of ammunition, and it's the same type of guns that Democrats just banned at the House. So they don't want legal gun owners owning specific weapons, but they do want the IRS and other parts of the government to be able to have these guns. I also want to remind you that the same Democrats that I work with that voted to ban assault weapons, so-called assault weapons, also enjoy the protection of security guards armed with those same guns. So not only are they such hypocrites that they enjoy being protected by these guns, they want the IRS to be able to carry them while they have a massive army to come after middle-class American small business owners with their new taxes that the Democrats are now raising.
Here's Jared Bernstein talking about, oh, the middle class, they definitely won't be attacked.
People, I've heard people talk about small business on the minimum corporate tax.
I want to be clear.
Wait a second. You don't pay the minimum. Hold on. Wait a second. You don't pay. Correct. No. That's not what I said.
Congresswoman, I can't help but feel like Democrats are now, from the FBI to the tax bill to the IRS to everything else, completely setting up the government as the enemy of their political enemies so the government can go after everybody. Isn't that painfully obvious what they're doing?
It's very obvious, Jesse, and you're exactly right. But remember who the Democrats are. These are the same people that literally just changed the definition of recession. There's nothing to argue about what a recession means. We all know what it means, and most Americans have already been feeling it before the media tells them they're allowed to feel it. But this is who the Democrats are. They lie about what is true, and everything true becomes wrong, and everything wrong becomes right. It's unbelievable, and we should all be really concerned about that, especially when it comes to what they're trying to do with the climate. They have essentially passed the Green New Deal in this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, and that's going to send America into blackouts in the future. You know, I'm from Georgia. I love my air conditioning, and I love my refrigerator, and I enjoy a diesel-fueled truck. This is who I am in the South, and most Americans are the same way. But I'm sorry, wind turbines are going to fail us, and so are solar panels. We need fossil fuel energy, and that's the only direction that America should be going in, because you want to know what, Jesse? That's what our enemies are doing. China is using coal for energy. They're also driving into more fossil fuel usage, and now they're not even talking to America anymore because Nancy Pelosi went over to Taiwan. And so all of this is such a scam on Americans as they try to tell us that the climate is in danger. You know what? The climate has always changed, and we all know this to be true. That's what it does. It just changes, and it's done that since the beginning of time. And there is no amount of taxes no amount of government policy that is going to affect the weather. So we need to stop playing these silly games.
Can it be reversed? I mean, it didn't pass with 60 votes. Of course, they scammed it through with reconciliation the same way those scumbags always do. Can it be reversed? And gosh, I'm scared to even ask this question. Will the useless GOP actually reverse it?
Well, it can be reversed, Jesse, and it should be reversed. And I'm going to be hammering my colleagues to do so when we take back the House like we're supposed to do starting in January. And here's how it can be reversed. Number one, we have to go back to Washington on Friday, and they will pass that bill in the House. We don't have enough Republicans to knock it down, and I'm afraid there might be even some Republicans that vote for it. But what we can do as a Republican majority is we can defund all of this garbage. So you see, for 2 years, the House will be in charge of the budget, and that means the Republicans will be in charge of how government money is actually spent. Now, while some Republicans will be all worried about putting across a budget on the president's desk that Joe Biden or whoever it will be can sign into law, I say enough of that. We need to produce a budget that's good for the American people, and that will be by striking out anything that goes towards climate energy. That's a bunch of nonsense. We need to strike out anything that funds transgender lies and anything that funds genital mutilation, surgery, and puberty blockers for children, COVID vaccines in the military. And we can do that. Republicans can do that when we're in charge. And I'm calling for a braver, courageous GOP and telling them, this is what we have to do. We have no choice. This is how we earn the support of the American people and more Republican voters going into 2024, is we need bold, courageous action by Republicans in the House over the next 2 years, and it can get done.
Let's hope it does get done. Keep leading the way. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Jesse.
All right. Well, like I said, these people are trying to wreck us. They are. They're trying to wreck us. You see it? Inflation Reduction Act, $700 billion in more government spending. Do you have your gold yet? I mean, you understand inflation's still getting worse, and they just passed a $700 billion bill. You know they're still printing money? Did you know that? It's not like they've stopped. They're still just printing money. Please tell me you have some gold by now. Oxford Gold Group will deliver it to your front door. Again, it's not going to be a piece of paper. Oh, we got some gold for you in a vault somewhere. No. Gold coins in your physical possession. That is what all of us need right now. Nothing drastic. I'm not telling you to do anything drastic. I'm not telling you to go build a bunker in your backyard. Get some gold in your possession, please. 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. I promise they'll take special care of you. They're easy to work with. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. We'll be back.
You say, she's from the teachers' union. She's a teacher. Where's the education pieces here? Where's the education pieces here? Climate change. If we actually stop these extreme weather events, look at what's happening in Kentucky right now. Look at what's happening in California right now. We then give a future to our kids. We don't have magic wands. We have these amazing senators and activists who fight like you know what to get to the things, to solve the issues that keep people up at night. This is a bill that's going to solve the issues that keep people up at night. Thank you very much.
It was so awkward. All the yelling. We're joining me now, my friend Kira Davis, running for school board in Orange County and also editor-at-large Red State, and Lenny McAllister, senior fellow at the Commonwealth Foundation. Lenny, I'm going to start with you. The volume changes just never come off like these people think they come off. It's so awkward.
Yeah, it's called I'm going to inspire you by being as loud as I possibly can. And if you're not buying into it, I'll just get louder. That'll certainly fire you up. And when you're trying to sell a bill of goods, no pun intended, that you know is not related to what you're supposed to be there to do in the first place, all you can do is try to appeal to emotionalism. And what the pandemic has shown us is emotionalism has been running amok in what we've done in education for 30, 40, 50 years. And parents are done with the emotionalism. They want to see results for their kids. They want to see their kids catch up in education. They want to see their kids get good jobs as a result of going to these schools. And it doesn't matter how much people yell. If you can't provide those results, parents are looking for other options in education. And there's a reason why the school choice movement has been this tidal wave over the last several years. And unfortunately, there are leaders on the other side that are simply still tone deaf to that reality.
Speaking of the school choice movement, thank you, Lenny, for that setup. That was a beautiful set. Allow me to swing away at that. Kira Davis, our friend running for school board in California. Kira, that's so weird because Randy Weingarten is the head of the teachers union, but she's talking about climate change and she's stumping for an Inflation Act bill. It's almost like she's a political activist.
Almost, isn't it? Isn't it so weird how that works out? But you know what, Jesse? It's just reflective of what's going on in our public school system, period. I mean, this is why I'm running for office. This is why so many parents like me are running for our school board, because we see that the school boards are doing everything and the public schools are doing everything but educating, right? We're talking about gender theory, gender identity. We're having pride weeks and months dedicated to anti-bullying. And we have weeks and months dedicated to kids trying to figure out what their sexuality is or where they want to protest for Black Lives Matter. We're doing everything but teaching our kids how to read and write. And that's why the United States is one of the poorest developing countries when it comes to education among developed countries. So, you know, I think watching Randy Weingarten do that is just, it makes it a lot clearer about what's going on in our public schools, right? It's like a top-down issue. That's where it's starting at the top, and we're experiencing the results of that at the bottom. And the results of we're graduating people across the board, generally speaking, about 50% of our students aren't prepared for higher learning when they leave high school in the United States, which is atrocious.
George Soros. Lenny, I'm going to toss this one to you first. I'm going to get Kira's take on it. Well, here's a little video. Marco Rubio, to his credit, was trying to get George Soros prosecutors to actually put people in jail. Randy Weingarten opened her big fat mouth on this, too.
We have these beautiful cities that were once world-class cities that have become unlivable all over this country because we had these lunatic prosecutors that have decided they're not going to, the entire categories of crime they will not prosecute. That's the kind of stuff we should be working on here tonight, all night long. You're going to spend all night working on something, work on that. Don't waste time on stuff that doesn't matter to real people working every single day who are not going to be driving an electric car next year or the year after that, but they might get mugged.
Lenny, I'll never understand this as long as I live, man. We have city after city turning into a murder dump, an arson dump, robbery, rape. I mean, it's unspeakable, the living conditions in these cities. We know the foreign-born billionaire who funds this kind of activism, and we have not banned this human being or his money from our shores. Do we even want to exist? Because it doesn't seem like we do, Lenny.
We have to continue to learn what equality is. Equality is not we're going to shield you from negative consequences when you do something wrong. Equality is the God-given rights that you're given by way of the Constitution to be treated fairly and equally. We're going to uphold, because that is something that God put within each one of us here in the United States of America. And the country or community cannot take that. Now, people will take that and say, yeah, and that's the reason why we're not going to prosecute prostitution. That's the reason why we're not going to prosecute, you know, simple assault. Well, there are rights on the other side of those crimes, every single one of those crimes as well. Something that you would see as being a petty theft, for example, in California. There's still a business owner, business operators, and employees that have to suffer the consequence of that petty crime. Unfortunately, we have taken social equality and social justice and completely morph the definition of that. And as a result of that, you have these weird interpretations and applications of law that are furthering eroding even the basic foundations of who we are as a people, who we are as communities, and who we are as an American society.
Kira, poor people are the ones suffering under all this. I mean, that's the most amazing part about it. People stuck in these crappy neighborhoods in the urban, in the cities, they can't get out. I mean, they can't just say, wow, there's been a couple muggings, I think I'll just pack it up and move to the burbs. They can't get out, and now they're stuck with all this muck, and we won't do anything about it. We won't stop electing these prosecutors. We won't ban George Soros. We seem like a very unserious people.
The adults are not in charge, Jesse. At the end of the day, I think that's what it is. Like, there are no grown-ups left in the room. And that's why we're seeing, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I am a politician now. And so I have to sound like this broken record. That's why we're seeing people like me run. And I do believe that that is a cause for some bit of positivity. It's something to look forward to, because I've never seen people more engaged. And that's because, like, when I look around, Jesse, when I look around at what's going on in my kids' public school, when I look around at the decisions that are made in the environs of, like, LA and San Diego, which I'm sandwiched right between those two crazy cities here in California, I look at those places. I look at drag queen story hours, you know, and I'm thinking, where are the grown-ups? Who is standing up and going, no, we don't even need to have a debate about this. We're not debating whether boys can be girls or girls can be boys. We're not debating whether or not you should put a stripper pole in a kindergarten classroom or take a group of kindergarten to a pride parade. We're not debating that. The adults are in charge now. It's ridiculous. It will not happen. More grown-ups need to stand up, and I think we're seeing that.
Kira, real quick. Go raise yourself some money. Where can people give to you? She's running for school board. We need her to win. We need people like this on school boards. Where can they go?
You can go to kiraforschoolboard.org and donate there. Every bit counts. We're fighting a huge monster in the unions.
Let's go get Kira on the school board and maybe get her a new chest flower thing. Thank you, Kira. Lenny, appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Jeffy.
All right. You know what I got this weekend? Hold on. Sorry. I shouldn't be doing this on the air, but I thought it was a good idea. So hang on. You're going to have to bear with me. You know what I got this weekend? I got this lovely message. Thank you for our new thunderstorms. Those are the Eden Pure thunderstorms. We live a mile from the beach in Delaware and have a pond in the backyard. Besides one of our cats peeing in Dad's office, it would be fun. I blamed my husband for being smelly until I found out the reason. Your thunderstorms are fantastic, and I love my clean-smelling house once again. Thank you. I get thanked for telling people about Eden Pure Thunderstorm. This is a regular occurrence. I get emails thanking me. Go get a 3-pack of these things. They are miraculous. Your home, I don't care. I don't care if your home's 50 years old. It doesn't matter. I know the smells just come with the home. Human smell, cooking smells. It just smells. Pets, whatever. These things will make your home, I don't even want to say like brand new, because new homes have that paint smell to them. It'll smell better than it's ever smelled. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse, gets you $200 off a 3-pack of these things. Try it. You won't regret it. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. We'll be back. What's my favorite thing in the world? No, it's not melted cheese. That was a good guess. What's my favorite thing in the world? Myself and being right and being able to say, I told you so. That's why we called the show I'm Right. You see, I take a real special joy in standing up and making it all about me. No, all right, seriously. Do you remember when I made this little prediction about Joe a while back? I think the powers that be are tired of Joe Biden, frustrated with him, and I think this entire thing is a coordinated effort to get Joe Biden to resign after the midterms. Man, that guy's awesome. Anyway, you do remember when I said that, right? Well, it's beginning. Here's Brian Stelter.
Why? What about Hunter? Hunter under federal investigation. Charges could be coming at any time. This is not just a right-wing media story. This is a real problem for the Bidens. Could he decide not to run for re-election given his son?
Look, they make decisions as a family, and they will make that decision when it's time.
Weird they're asking those questions, especially on reliable sources. It's weird, right? Well, look, here's what I think's going on. I see it, clear as day. They're going to get massacred in the midterms. And what's that old great JFK quote? And he may have stolen it from someone else, I don't know. But JFK quote, victory has 1,000 fathers, but defeat is an orphan. Look, whenever your party wins and you take back a bunch of seats or you win the presidency, everyone's a good guy, right? And everyone's awesome and everything's awesome and she's awesome and he's awesome. When you take a massacring at the polls, which I believe they're going to do in November, you start looking around for people to blame and you tend to panic about the next election. Because remember, president's coming up in 2024. Look, people like Dick Blumenthal are basically admitting they know a massacre is coming.
Do you think President Biden is the best candidate in 2024?
I'm going to be very blunt and very honest with you. My focus is totally on this November, partly because I am running for re-election, but also I think this November is going to determine how successful President Biden is in the next 2 years and how strong he would be as a candidate.
Ooh. Ooh. Talk about passive aggressive. Well, I mean, we'll see how we do in the midterms. Oh, in case that wasn't enough, here's a Democrat strategist essentially sounding like me, only not as cool.
Now, will he run? Honestly, no one knows. I wouldn't want to bet on it. But if you force me to bet on it, I would be in the minority and bet that he won't run. I think we'll lose the House. Dems will lose the House. But I don't think that Dems will lose the Senate. But if they do, yeah, I think there'll be a lot of pressure on Biden to pass the torch.
See, it's all about power. It's all about power for these people. And if they think Joe Biden is holding them back from using it, gaining more of it, they're going to shove Joe Biden out the door. They never cared about Joe Biden. It's politics. They don't care about anybody. They certainly didn't care about Papa Joe. Remember, they only talked him into running the race because they were staring at Rear Admiral Buttigieg and Dome and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, and they thought to themselves, geez, we're going to get slaughtered in the midterms if we run one of these nutballs. So they went and got Joe out of the old folks' home and handed him some note cards to read off of and tried to run him for president. Well, that's all fine and good, but if he's not performing or if you think he's holding you back, they're going to run him out the door. After the midterms, they're going to run Joe Biden out the door. I believe it all the way. These people are not going to look at 2024 and try to roll that cadaver out there again to run against whoever the Republican nominee turns out to be, Trump, DeSantis, whoever it is. They're not doing it. They're not going to risk it. Old Joe's going to be shoved out the back, and you watch. We won't hear about this for years till it leaks out. They're going to use this Hunter Biden stuff against Joe. They're going to sit down Papa Joe and tell him, hey, we can give Hunter Biden a slap on the wrist, or we can send Hunter Biden to federal prison. Why don't you resign and we'll make sure it's the former and not the latter. You watch. That's how it works. All right, we have Light in the Mood coming up next. I went to CPAC this last weekend and killed! I'll show it to you in a second. Now, I talked earlier in the show about calamity that I think is coming. I've talked to you about this a lot. This is not news, how I think we're heading into a very deep recession. I think we're going into a depression. I think we're in the early stages of it. Just because these people are trying to put us into one, right? It's not like they're over there trying to save us. They're trying to put us into one. Do you have food? I don't mean normal food in your pantry. Do you have an emergency food supply for yourself and your family? You should. Whoever lives in your home, you should have a 3-month food supply there or a 4-week food supply there. Just get an emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply. If you go to preparewithjessekelly.com, you get a screaming deal on it. Tons of money off. preparewithjessekelly.com. Get one for every person in your home. If you live alone, just get one. That's fine. Every person in your home needs some kind of emergency food. 2,000 calories a day. Sustainable energy. It matters. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. We'll be back. All right, it's time to lighten the mood. I was at CPAC this weekend. CPAC had a big conference up in Dallas, and they asked me if I would come up and do the Socialist News Network, a little parody of a news program at night, and I did, and let me just say, I killed! But before we play you that, let me tell you this real quickly. You know how I talked to you earlier about a turning the world? I believe there's going to be a turning. There's a great book out there, by the way, about this, The Fourth Turning, if you want to buy it. But I believe that we are facing calamity right now. Calamity. What can you do about that? Nothing, right? It's totally out of your control. You get, oh my gosh, what do we... Here's what you can do. Yourself, your family, your neighborhood. Focus inward. Focus on what you can control. One of the things you can control is your personal health. CHOQ, C-H-O-Q, U.S. Manufacturing. Hardcore anti-communists who own CHOQ. I love them so much. Male vitality stack, fellas. 20% increase in testosterone in 90 days with natural supplements. Ladies, female vitality stack. Get the lit powder. The wife makes us superfood smoothies with the lit powder every day. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 30% off the entire store. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We can't control the world, we can control ourselves. All right, here was me at CPAC. This is the Socialist News Network. Joe Biden's poll numbers continue to go lower and lower and lower. But Vice President Kamala Harris has somehow managed to get underneath him, which I guess isn't a big surprise given her experience. Biden also announced he's picking a new running mate for the 2024 election. Reportedly, the president wanted someone who could match his energy level, character, and backbone. Upon receiving the news, this 500 million year old jellyfish said he was honored. Newest economic figures from the National Bureau of Economic Research were released today. Unemployment hit 37%. GDP's down for the sixth quarter in a row. Inflation's up 93%. Consumer confidence has hit zero. When questioned about the economic outlook, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre remarked, "I gotta be honest, I had no idea there'd be hard questions when I took this job." In world news, Germany has agreed to reopen the Nord Stream 2 pipeline between itself and Russia in order to continue its fight against climate change. I actually don't even have a joke. That's a real headline. That's something that happened. Democrats in Congress are reportedly very concerned about potentially being wiped out during the midterm election. Polling across America shows Americans think the Democratic Party is out of touch with families. When asked about the poll, Democrats simply held up this picture and said, "I think we know what families are going through." Coronavirus remains in the news, and while we are happy, it appears we are past the worst of it. Let's always keep in mind this virus has killed almost as many people as Hillary Clinton. Brittany Griner was just sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison. Many are obviously concerned about her safety. Some have quietly worried this is going to hurt her basketball team. Those fears are going to prove to be unfounded because, as we all know, what you need now to succeed in women's sports is a penis. Finally, DHS Secretary Mayorkas had to answer some tough questions about why America's border is wide open. I actually had a chance to interview an illegal immigrant last week, and he said he came here illegally because he assumed when he saw who was in charge, everyone was allowed in. I'm Jesse Kelly, and this is the Socialist News Network. I'll see you tomorrow.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
This is an iHeart podcast.